Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's get into whatever you want to get into the rest of the way. Something I was thinking of during the break, you know, because the last caller was talking about the future of the station, Tommy Lugauer, self-proclaimed. But Tommy was talking about Arch Manning before my show, and I was like, why are we talking about Arch Manning? I mean, you know, whatever you think. But he was talking about Arch Manning in regards to the Jets. Arch Manning will not be on the Jets. One, I think he said something that Arch Manning is the best quarterback coming out this year and next year in the draft. That's false. He's good. Not great. Not the best. I don't think he's on anybody's draft boards. It's like, yeah, gotta have Arch Manning anymore. That if his last name was Williams, if his last name was Robinson, Smith, Johnson, like, let's stop with the Arch Manning to New York stuff, right? I thought Arch Manning was going to be a Giant. You're all right with Jackson Dart now, right? Watching this game tonight, Justin Fields will not be the quarterback next year. Justin Fields is a guy that I thought for some reason that like they went to get him and paid all that money. I thought they had a real plan for him. And so far, we're so deep in this season, man, it just has not worked out. Because this is a game tonight where, like, you know, there were some opportunities. He did make some plays, more so with his legs as he's the leading rusher. I should have taken the under for Breece Hall's rushing yards. I think it was around 58. I think he ended up with, he's got 14 carries for 58 yards. Justin Fields has 67 yards rushing, a touchdown, and he threw for 116 and a touchdown. But it's just like, it's not NFL football, man. It's not the caliber of NFL offenses. So I do believe as tick tick, 139, 138, 130, they're just going to run the clock out here. This game is going to end 27-14. The Patriots are going to cover that 12.5 spread. And the Jets are going to lose. But I will say that the Jets did compete. The Jets did show up. The Jets did make it an interesting game. But they will be drafting a quarterback. They will be using that top pick for a quarterback. I don't know how many games they're ultimately going to win. But this regime with Darren Mugi, Aaron Glenn, who obviously are going to be here for a while after the trade deadline they just had, after Aaron Glenn takes aim at the media, I think he's got full assurity from Woody Johnson that he's going to be here. They got to complete their holy trinity, as we thought the Giants were completing theirs, having Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, and Jackson Dart together. The Jets got to lock in this offseason. Not even this offseason. They should be sending scouts right now to go look at Mendoza and Moore and I don't know who else, man. There's still much to be seen from Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback out of Indiana, Dante Moore, the quarterback out of Oregon. Tankathon right now has Ty Simpson, the quarterback out of Alabama, who has come on strong after week one. The Jets have to draft a quarterback. They're going to have a top pick. It's not going to have anything to do with Arch Manning. But shout out to Lou Gee and the Lou Gower. And I was like, why are you using this little bit of time to talk about Arch Manning, bro? It's not going to happen. Arch Manning is not like that, we're off that. Arch Manning's staying in school, one. So he's not going to be in this year's draft. And he might not be the top prospect next year. There's a lot of good players, man. There's a lot of good kids coming up. And like now with NIL and the transfer portal, these kids are popping up and they're changing schools and they're balling everywhere. Okay, the other thing I put out there was, you know, what teams, because I had the caller say, what teams would survive losing, you know, their top wide receiver and running back? And, you know, honestly, you know what came into my mind? And this team is not surviving it, but I'm like, what team? I'm like, the Arizona Cardinals lost Kyler Murray. That's their starting quarterback. They lost James Conner, their starting running back. And now they're down Marvin Harrison Jr., their starting wide receiver. And they're not good either. Like they're not surviving that either. But they do have three wins, and they do compete with backups. So like that's what it goes back to what I'm saying about the NFL and depth and coaching and having a plan. And like everybody that steps out there, everybody that coaches, everybody that plays knows everyone is one play away. Everyone's one play away from being out and the quote next man up coming in. So the Jets calls are coming in now that the Jets game is going final here. That's it. That's a wrap. 27-14. If you took the Jets to cover, that's a bad beat. They weren't able to go down and get anything besides the two touchdowns they had. The Patriots are able to kick their field goals, make it 27-14, cover the spread, and get another win. They're 9-2. Quick rebuild for the Patriots. They're 9-2 on their way to potentially taking this division and going to the playoffs. So let's get back into it. Open mic time. Everything you guys want to hit on as we close my show tonight. And, you know, the couple things that I brought to the table, the Jets, their future, who they're selecting, a quarterback. The fact that they did show up tonight. That's their first loss in what seems like a while now. And, still trying to figure out what other teams in the NFL have the same type of injuries like the Giants. Like, the Giants have now lost QB1, wide receiver 1, running back 1. Raiden is in Danbury, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Raiden?
What's up, Gabe? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. On that note of what you said, well, they didn't lose their quarterback, but they lost their number one receiver and their running back, I'd say, in Tampa. Buccaneers with Bucky Irvin and Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah. Good call. And they're fine. I mean, they're still competing and winning some games.
Yeah, so that on that note. But I'm a big fan of you, Keith. I listen to you every night basically after work. When I get out of work at night, I'm in the restaurant industry. So you're basically on every time I get in the car.
Thank
after
you.
A long shift. So big fan. You're actually part of a cool story of mine, I guess, with a Yankee game. I heard Yankee fan, obviously. I was hanging out outside of the stadium before going in. I'm waiting online with my little cousin. We're about to go in. And you're walking down the street, and I'm like, yo, that's Keith. And you walk right through the line and everything, and you're kind of keeping your head down, staying low key. And you gave me a fist pound real quick, and I was like, oh, snap, that was dope. Like, that was good. And later in that game, I caught my first ever foul ball. So you're part of a pretty good memory of mine. I was like, catching my first ever foul ball. I was like, wow.
Awesome. I passed you the juice. You had the good energy in there. The ball came to you. That's a great story, man.
And then I called really because I'm a Colts fan, actually. And of course, my Colts are doing great this year. And, of course, the Patriots got to be right there with us. So can never get get rid of them. They're always just right there with us when we're good. But I'm obviously Jonathan Taylor, man. He's playing. He's playing like it's Madden on rookie mode.
Yeah.
Do you think he actually has a chance to get an MVP?
They're probably going to give him Offensive Player of the Year. And the way Stafford has been balling with like four touchdowns and no interceptions every week, he's looking like he could get the MVP because it's more of a quarterback award. But who knows? We've seen running backs win it. Jonathan Taylor needs to continue. You know, Jonathan, if he continues, there's going to be a conversation about it for sure.
Yeah, he's just dominant. When he's gone for 200 yards multiple times and three touchdowns every week.
I played against him in fantasy last week. I had no shot. He put up almost 60 points in fantasy last week.
I have him on a bye week this week in my guillotine league with fantasy, so I'm hoping I can still survive.
Who you got replacing him? Who's your backup running back?
Well, I was smart enough to bench Breece Hall this week because they're playing the Patriots. Yep. I was like, that's an easy gimme to sit him. I picked up Jahmyr Gibbs, and I subbed in Chase Brown. So those are my two guys I'm going with this week. So hopefully I survive with that.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Raiden, and good luck to you. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor is looking like the Offensive Player of the Year, and Stafford, Drake May, I saw this post. I should have saved it. Sam Darnold is balling as we're transitioning into the Jets conversation. Let me see if I can find this. It was posted on, I can't find it. There was somewhere I was looking at this post of Sam Darnold and how many like statistical categories, like deep categories, Sam Darnold was leading in. Stuff like, passes of more than 10 yards downfield, completion percentage, when pressured, like, okay. No, that's not it. That's an audio version. I got to find it because I was like, it was kind of like a setup. It was like, guess who the best quarterback is for all these statistical categories. And as you swipe, it's Sam Darnold for every single one. I'm like, damn, the Jets were right about the kid. But just gave up on him too soon. You know, it takes time. He came in the league young. Takes time to develop. Takes time to really, become. And, you know, his journey going from the Jets to the Panthers to the 49ers to the Vikings, now the Seahawks. I know people laughed when the Seahawks moved on from Geno and went to him. They were right. They were smart. They knew something. So, yeah, I'll try to find that post. Maybe it's in my Instagram likes. I'm sure I liked it, and I'll bring that to the table. The Jets need to find a quarterback. They might have, the coach and the GM and some pieces. They just had a great trade deadline. They were able to show up tonight and compete, but you're not able to play with the upper echelon teams in the NFL without a difference maker at quarterback. Look at Drake May tonight. 281 yards, and it was effortless. 281 yards, he was 25 of 34 with a touchdown, 107 passer rating. And Stephon Diggs, 8. Stephon Diggs had 9 catches for 105 yards. I didn't put a single bet on Stephon Diggs. That's Stephon Diggs' best game as a Patriot. Sam is in Rockland on the Fan next. Sam, are you there?
Yep, thanks for taking my call, Keith. So, about the Jets, so I guess my question is, obviously they're in rebuild mode. My question is, can they rebuild in the 2026-7 draft, or is it going to be another year? I mean, they obviously need to get a quarterback. I like Mendoza, but whoever they go with, what other areas should they target in the draft, and is it possible to have, they should be a functioning NFL team in next season?
Yes. Thanks for the call. I like, you can flip things quickly in the NFL. Look at the Patriots. You know, you can turn it around. Look at the Colts. A lot of it goes back to the quarterback. They got to get that defense right. I think they're going to be drafting guys in that secondary. They got to get that defense right. There was too many holes in the secondary tonight. Some plays were made, but every time I looked up, it was either Stephon Diggs wide open, and he's going to route your ass up. That guy can run a hell of a route tree. So it's tough for guys. And I know they're banged up too, but I think they're going to be looking to draft some corners, some safeties. And I know you don't necessarily have to get them at the top of the draft, but like you could use your first draft on a quarterback, your second round pick on a corner, on a DB. They need to get that secondary together. Maybe they're looking for some pass rushers as well, but I think they're good with Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald, maybe somebody in the material in the interior. I know they got Mozzie Smith, but I'm not expecting him to do anything. They got to build. They got to build, but you can't build anything without the quarterback. It starts there. Joe is in Walton, New York on the Fan. Next, Joe, go for it.
Thus, good night. Good evening. I want my one question to you. Do you think the Jets tank tonight playing Justin Fields the whole evening? I have no idea how many yards he had passing. And I have my friend Travis, who is a veteran, who is a diehard Jet fan. I've been listening to him scream at me, and I'm a Giant fan. I got enough problems with all this, but my goodness, to watch Justin Fields today. And I love the guy. He's a good athlete, Ohio State and everything, but my goodness. Without Garrett Wilson, it was a tough deal at New England. What do you think on that?
Thanks for the call, Joe. I don't think that they're tanking at all. I think they were trying to win. But I also think that they believe in Justin Fields to a fault. And I don't think it's a monetary thing either, like because of the guaranteed money, how much they owed him. I don't know how healthy Tyrod Taylor is. I don't think that they felt like there was a point in the game because the game, they weren't blown out. And maybe you're more in line to bench the quarterback when the game is close. But I don't think that there was a point in the game where they felt like they should take Justin Fields out because he leaves a lot to be desired with his arm, but he does make plays with his legs. He was their leading rusher. I don't know. This Justin Fields stuff pains me. They posted a stat. 48 fumbles since 2021. That's the most in the NFL. Justin Fields has the most fumbles in the league. That's not good. You touch the ball the most. Ball security, protecting a football is paramount, especially if you're not someone that can push the ball down the field and make those plays. I'm disappointed because I'm a Justin Fields fan. You guys have heard my spiel from when I discovered this kid. I was a big fan of that QB1 documentary series, streaming series that he was in. They thought he was going to be the next Cam Newton. Zach Rosenblatt tweeted out, that should be Justin Fields' last snap as the Jets quarterback, the one that he fumbled, where like that drive, they could have made it interesting. Somebody compared it to the butt fumble. They called that Justin Fields' Jets butt fumble. It happens again. I was listening to Evan talk about it always happens in primetime against the Patriots. That fumble, when the Jets were down 10, when they had the ball around their 10-yard line and they had a chance to maybe put a drive together, and if you fumble there, it's deflating. I don't think they were tanking. I don't think that they felt like there was a spot to go to Tyrod Taylor, but there were definitely some plays left out there. There were some ugly plays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Justin Fields just does not have a feel for the game. He does not see it. It's not natural to him. And he's been in this league now for 5 years, 6 years. Like, you would think by now, like, they're, it's crazy, bro. There are rookies stepping in that look bad. Like, you compare, we watched the Jets and the Giants. Compare Jackson Dart to Justin Fields. I watched Jackson Dart and I got my hands in the air all the time. I watch, like, in a good way. I watched Jackson Dart, and I'm like, how did he make that throw? How does he see this? How does he do it? How does he make a play when there's no play there? There's a play there to be made for Justin Fields. He doesn't make the play. He's throwing the ball into the turf. He's taking a sack. He's off target with the pass. 888-808-1019. Cecil in Franklin Square, how are you?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Great job with everything you're doing.
Thanks. I'm all right.
Hey, man, just a couple of things with the Jets specifically. First off, do you think Justin Fields is a product of himself and he just doesn't have it? Or is the coaching not able to bring any type of development or growth in his game? The second thing is regarding the future of the Jets. Could we maybe consider they build through the draft over the next year, maybe 2 years, so that they don't start the clock on a rookie quarterback. And after the rest of the team is set, they either bring in a rookie drafted quarterback or bring in, let's just say, a Sam Darnold type, someone that's already in the league that has potential and is now in their prime ready to go with the roster that's built so that we can take advantage of the draft as well as the cap.
Yeah, if they're not in love with these top QB prospects coming out, they might look to go more of the Justin Fields route again than the Sam Darnold route. Like, it's crazy because Sam Darnold was available. There was no way he was coming back to the Jets. And they go with Justin Fields. And, you know, I'm even looking at a play now as you talk about the coaching. There's a clip where Justin Fields snaps the ball right at the two-minute warning, and it's incomplete. If it would have been caught, it would have been a first down. But it's like you don't have to snap the ball there because the clock is going to stop.
So is that a indictment on the coaching? Is there
right? I feel like it's compounded. It's a combination of two things. It's Justin Fields not being the savvy, heady quarterback that he should be at this point. Also, with a first-time offensive coordinator and a first-time head coach who's a defensive-minded head coach. So all of them together, and I feel like the Jets have done this before. The Jets did this with Rob Saleh, LaFleur, and Zach Wilson. It doesn't work. Like you.
So then, why are we trusting these guys to, I guess, go draft a quarterback and develop another rookie quarterback if they can't even develop?
Because you got to take another swing at it. It's the only way. You have to go draft your own franchise quarterback, and this new regime needs to get started on that sooner rather than later.
So the other side of it, I guess, from the general manager point of view, like, is it worth waiting? If you're not in love with the quarterback in this coming draft. And I don't know the college quarterbacks coming out 2 years from now, but if there is not real solid, you know, A1, let's go type of quarterback, like the Peyton Manning types, or even a Drake May type, why not just build this team in every other position, and then at the right time, maybe go crazy and trade for a Joe Burrow, or go get a top of the line quarterback from in the league already.
Thanks for the call, Cecil. Quarterbacks are coveted, you know. We're in a league where we're watching a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and a 40-year-old Joe Flacco still get it done. Joe Burrow is Mr. Ohio. Joe Burrow's trying to come back this year to help the Bengals compete in that shaky AFC North that is up for grabs. It isn't that simple as just go trade for a Joe Burrow, and it isn't that simple as just go build the rest of the team through the draft. And, like, they need a quarterback, man. They need a quarterback now. Tyrod should get the rest of the run. Enough with Justin Fields. And I know it wasn't a terrible game, but it, like, that's a, you showed up tonight against an 8-2 team in their building, a nationally televised game, and there's still too many things that we're seeing that are just not good enough for an NFL quarterback at this point in the season. 888-808-1019. You have Tyrod. You don't owe Justin Fields anything besides the money that he's, like, he's going to get a ton of money. And I don't know why. What bothers me with the Justin Fields move is, I guess I wanted to sell myself on Tanner Enstrand and Aaron Glenn being in Detroit and facing Justin Fields in Chicago. I felt like they saw enough film on him, knew enough about him, where they saw something in him that they could work with and get the best out of him. Like, that's the situation with Mac Jones. Shanahan was interested in Mac Jones coming out. And so Mac Jones goes from the Patriots that you're watching on the TV tonight, doesn't work there. He bounces around. He goes to Jacksonville. He goes to the Niners. And Mac Jones lit it up last week. They lost, but, like, Mac Jones put together statistically a game better than Brock Purdy's ever had in the offense with Kyle Shanahan. I don't think he'd be doing that with the Jaguars or the Patriots. Like, it's about fit. I wanted to believe there was more of a better fit with Justin Fields, this first-time offensive coordinator and this head coach. It doesn't look like it fits at all. So they should pivot to Tyrod, and right now the Jets scouting department should be going to Indiana games, Oregon games, and Alabama games to figure out which one of these quarterbacks they think is going to be best for their program. 888-808-1019. Nothing starts as far as the Jets rebuild until they land the quarterback. And, like, we were talking about Breece Hall the other night. Why would Breece Hall want to stay? They could pay him. Like, I saw Bart Scott talking about they got to, you know, send Breece Hall a super check. Why would he want to stay? He survived being traded. When he hits free agency, what would entice him to stay? He can go join a contender, and he's going to get paid. You got to draft your own quarterback. As I'm looking, like, at, you know, these teams in the hunt for the playoffs here, Drake May was drafted by the Patriots. Josh Allen was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. Justin Herbert was drafted by the Chargers. Lamar Jackson was drafted by the Ravens. So on and so forth. They got to draft their own quarterback. You can try to go with the, you know, like, look at the Colts as the next team. The Colts got lucky. They got lucky with the situation over here in New York that Daniel Jones ends up getting benched because of the clause in his contract. Daniel Jones goes to Minnesota. They're not smart enough to keep him because they want to go with drafting their own quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted high. And so Daniel Jones becomes available to them, and the quarterback that they drafted, Anthony Richardson, is a bust. And so they plug Daniel Jones in to Shane Steichen's system with Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce. And they draft Tyler Warren, and they already have Jonathan Taylor. Off to the races they go. You got to draft your own quarterback. Dallas Cowboys drafted their own quarterback. They just got finessed and fleeced for how much they had to pay him. Eddie's in Staten Island, on Staten Island, on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Eddie?
I'm good, man. So I am a, well, maybe not like you anymore, but I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. And I just want your thoughts on something. I've been listening the past like couple weeks. I usually listen to BT and Sal during the day, and Sal has repeatedly, they keep talking about the Giants, and they keep alluding to how the Giants, oh, they should have beat the Cowboys. They should have beat the Cowboys. They should have beat the Cowboys. I want to know, what are your thoughts on that game? Because I keep looking back at the game, and I'm like, I don't know if they should have beat the Cowboys. They basically got beat at the end by Brandon Aubrey, kicking 65-yard field goals.
I was about to say, Brandon Aubrey won that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they kept saying, like, oh, it's a big loss for the Giants. They should have beat the Cowboys.
They should have.
And you think the Giants should have beat us?
Yeah. They should have. They had multiple leads. I'm trying to recall because it was week two. Let me go back to the box score. They took the lead late with, like, seconds to go, and they couldn't stop them.
Well, but I mean, we got into position. Like I said, Aubrey kicked the field goal, sent it into overtime, and then kicked the game winner. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like saying, like, you know,
couldn't,
oh well,
stop
hey,
him in overtime. If you would have caught, couldn't stop him late in the fourth when Malik Nabers scored that 48-yard touchdown. There was 25 seconds left. They should have beat the Dallas Cowboys.
True. Well, I mean, but that's like saying when we played the Eagles. It's like saying, oh, we should have beat the Eagles. We had them against the ropes. We
could have beat the Eagles if there wasn't a weather delay and some other things going on in that first game.
Right. So that's all. I'll let you go. I was just saying, like, I don't know. I feel like the
win
the,
probability.
They say, oh, they
the win probability. That's one of the games that the win probability for the Giants was over 90%. Thanks for the call, Eddie. I know because you're a diehard Dallas fan, you feel some type of way. The Dallas Cowboys are cheeks, bro. Like, they're not winning anything this year. They're not going to the playoffs this year. Jerry Jones is cooked. Like, all the way fried. Like, this is your brain on drugs fried. Like, Jerry Jones is senile, 83 years old, doesn't know how to work his fingers, doesn't know what's going on, but I still very much believes in his Dallas Cowboys. The Giants should have won that game. But you know what? They needed to lose that game to get the clock started on Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019. Like, they needed to, because Russell Wilson is still talking about that game. When they're asking Russell Wilson about the rest of his football life and career, he's like, yeah, I think I showed in Dallas that I still got a lot left in the tank. No, the Dallas defense was pitiful, bro. Guys just running by them all game. They had no secondary help. Like, that was the first blown game. After that game, I said, fire everyone. I had the tweet ready. Fire everyone. You know why? Because I bet on the Giants. And people thought, because, I don't know, I used to be a Cowboys fan, that I jinxed the Giants because I put out a gif of Jerry Jones and I said, see, Jerry Jones, no good will come your way. I thought for sure that the Giants were winning that game. And then that tweet, I ended up muting the conversation because people were like, yo, you jinxed us. Yo, why'd you do that? I'm like, I was rooting for y'all. I took the Giants that game. I'm done betting on the Giants, though. I'm not punching in any Giants bets on FanDuel. That's most of my deficit. Jay Schmeezy, Joe is in Rutherford on the fan. What's up, Joe?
You bring it up Danger Russ right now. I don't know if you're familiar, but he just he made himself available on Cameo.
Did he?
Yes.
What's his rate?
For the low price of $300.
You can get a Keith McPherson for 10% of that. Keith McPherson on Cameo for like $28.
Yo, so listen, you know, Keith, you know, we're talking about football and, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they know, but, you know, you did play quarterback, you know what I mean?
I know, but I got to stop talking about it so much, bro. They don't even want to hear it, bro.
Nah, I want to kind of put, like, why is quarterback so hard? Like, could you help us, you know, like,
yeah.
I played D3, but, like what's going on, you know?
You're going to get hit. That's the first thing. You're going to drop back, and you're relying on those guys to protect you while you're trying to read the defense. Reading the defense is hard as, like, pre-snap read before you snap the ball to drop back and get your head taken off. You got to look at that defense they're disguising. How many safeties are there? Where's the mic at? Like, you got to know what everybody on the offense is doing. You got to know exactly what routes your receivers are running. You got to know the protection up front. You got to get rid of that ball. It's a lot of thinking also connected with athleticism. Like, everything has to be all in concert at the same time. And it happens in a matter of 3 seconds. Set, hut. One, two, three. It's a lot. Like, when you win, you get all the glory. When you lose, you get all the blame. Look at Justin Fields getting all the blame. Look at Jackson Dart. Those couple games they won, he got all the glory, right?
Listen, I don't think there's a harder position in sports. So real time, make as many decisions as a quarterback does. You know, it's truly a kind of a caps off situation. But with that being said as well, I can't wait for my man Jameis Winston to come in and eat some dubs. I'm having crabs on Sunday.
Are you going to have crabs at the tailgate? You
got it. Yes, you know this. We got the snow crabs on a Deki Matsui, my guy. So
perfect.
Listen, man, go blue. And then I'll leave you with this. What's one offseason move that you'd love to see the Yankees make this year? All right, brother, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I'd like to see him hit the Kwan. They're not going to do it, but make the trade for Stephen Kwan. You need a leadoff hitter, but you know what they're going to do. They're going to make Dominguez the leadoff hitter and put him in left field, and that'll be a journey for the season. Maybe Brendan Donovan. You guys heard that, right? St. Louis Cardinals are open for business. This time last year, you guys all wanted Nolan Arenado. Now he's available. Well, we don't want him now. But yeah, Nolan Arenado, Sonny Gray, and Brendan Donovan available. That guy can hit. That's the exact type of guy that the Yankees should be in on. And reports say that the Yankees are in on him. I need a leadoff hitter more than I realize. The more I think about it, I'm like, that's the thing we need, a table setter. Trent Grisham is gone. He's not taking the qualifying offer. And happy trails, bro. Go get paid, cowboy. But yeah, one move for the Yankees. I'm assuming they're getting Cody Bellinger. Because I don't think Cody Bellinger wants to be an M-E-T-S Met Eel. All right, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got to take another break. Probably my last one. Call me up. We'll be right back. You know, he asked me about a wish for the Yankees. And, you know, in my notes today, I had Brendan Donovan. But according to reports from Mark Feinsand, the Dodgers are targeting a trade for Brendan Donovan. Of course they are. You know, they went to get Tommy Edman. That worked out for back-to-back World Series championships. So now, Brendan Donovan. Yeah. You know, STL Sports Central reports that he's quickly become one of the hottest names on the trade market. Teams across the league are calling, including Kansas City, the New York Yankees, Cleveland, and the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers will get him because the Dodgers don't care. The Dodgers will give up whatever they ask for. Sure, not a problem. And they'll throw something in. You want to sign Shohei Ohtani autograph? Yeah, we'll give you that too. So look out for the Dodgers to get Brendan Donovan. But that would be a nice player for the Yankees to get. And I don't care about whoever's in the way. You know, I like Jazz, but like I don't like Jazz more than I would like a Brendan Donovan that could play second base and lead off. And then last night we were going through the free agent tracker. And I was throwing out some names jokingly for catcher. Someone called and asked if we'd be interested in a reunion with Gary Sanchez. I said, yeah, Gary Sanchez, right-handed hitter. But no, he's too much of a liability behind the plate. Cashman would never. But then I started really looking into it today, and Victor Caratini. Victor Caratini from the Houston Astros is a free agent, a right-handed, a switch hitter, right-handed thrower. And above average bat. But he's going to be at the top of the market. Somebody's going to pay him. It won't be the Yankees. But I'm like, I'm just good on Austin Wells, bro. He's here today. He's gone tomorrow. And I don't want to see Ben Rice catching. And then Caratini can play first base too. So, like, there could be days where Wells is behind the plate and he's at first base. Or he's behind the plate and Ben Rice is at first base. Are you following me, Brian Cashman? Steve is in Orange County with us next. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, so, I'm a big Yankee fan. I've been a big Yankee fan for a long time now, and I've never really like been a Met hater by any stretch. But just the past couple of years, I've grown to, I wouldn't say hate the Mets, but this year was actually entertaining for me watching it unfold and watching them come crashing down the way.
Yeah, it was. Go on.
And the weird thing to me is how quiet all the Mets fans have become after this. And
That's as per usual. They piped down. They had no choice but to go back into their
hilarious.
Homes.
Yeah, and when you bring it up to them, you know, we expected this. Blah, blah. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No,
all
you
we
didn't.
Have
you
here
said
is the
World Series. Stuff. You said the city was under new management.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just comedy to me,
It's funny, because the more things change, the more things stay the same. I get a lot of scrutiny and hate and things directed at me because I tell the truth. And I was calling it out. I was like, you're not going to make the postseason. You don't have enough. You don't have the pitching. And you know how shameful that is to go pay Juan Soto and then brag about how nobody cares about the pinstripes in the Yankees and we got Juan Soto and look at how Steve Cohen flexed his wallet over Hal. And then you don't get to see one postseason at bat from the guy with the postseason prowess. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
The baseball gods, they had a good chuckle out of that. They, you know, like as much as like it's all great, right, to, you know, make a whole YouTube series about how you sign Juan Soto. It's all great to have a whole parade and dance around about how you took Juan Soto from the Yankees. The Yankees were able to recover. The Yankees were able to pivot and get right back to the postseason. Obviously, if you're a Yankee fan, not winning the division and losing in the DS is disappointing to you. But when you look at the Met fan, it's like, thanks for the call, Steve. Like I went to two rounds. I was at a bunch of postseason games. Not as many as I was in 2024, but Citi Field turned into Spirit Halloween. Like the Mets went out super sad against the Miami Marlins, shut out 4-0. The Reds, ew. I remember getting on talking about, I'm like, the Reds aren't even playing .500 baseball. The Reds are something like 20-23 down the stretch. What a shame. Smoke $350 million on the team, lose $350 million in the process. All that tough talk about Juan Soto choosing the Mets and how the Mets are big brother, please. And then, yeah, like Steve said, then they got quiet because they were like, oh, we expected this. We never go to the postseason back-to-back years. Yeah, good alibi. Yeah, good. Yeah, so now where are we at? I expect the Met fan to be loud. I was saying the last couple days, I'd be pissed off. It's easier to be mad at Keith McPherson than it is to be mad at David Stern, so. It's easier to be mad at a nighttime radio host on The Fan who trolls on the internet than be mad at Steve Cohen, who promised you World Series and went around, you know, acting like he was master of the universe because of his $765 million right fielder who can't field. Right now, you should be loud. You should be screaming, I want Pete Alonso. I want Edwin Diaz. And some. Jesse's in Queens on The Fan. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Keith, what's up? You're talking what I'm calling about. I mean, Mets fans should be screaming about it. The Mets want to be like the Dodgers, so be like the Dodgers. Bregman is out there. Get him.
Yeah.
Schwarber's out there. Get him.
Yeah.
Bellinger or Buxton is out there. Get him. Bichette at second base, he's out there. Get him. The Dodgers are loaded position by position. You want to be competing with them, you need the best guys. You can't be throwing me Mark Vientos and Beatty and Tyrod.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What
are we doing? I mean, let's be real. David Stearns, I'm so angry at David Stearns because he has that cute little smile and thinks he knows everything.
That's what I'm saying. I look at this guy's face. I'm like, I would be mad as hell if I'm a Met fan. This guy's acting like everything is all good. He's got this vision. No, it's win now. Go trade for Tarek Skubal now.
That's it. We got to get guys. We got to compete against the best. The Dodgers are a dynasty. They're probably going to, if the Mets don't step up, they're probably going to win another championship.
Sure.
They're
loaded. That's what they were talking at their parade. They said they're ready. The work starts now. They're going to get another ring. They're confident about it. They don't fear anybody. They got the biggest loophole in the game. The deferred contract to Shohei Ohtani has enabled them to stack that deck where when they actually get on the field, it doesn't matter who it is, they find a way to win.
Mets fans, wake up, man, and stop buying season tickets until these guys go and sign these guys. Because
thanks for the call, Jesse. I'm running out of time, but yeah, stop buying them season tickets. He fooled y'all. Had y'all pulling up to Citi Field, packing the place out. Had postseason energy in April, May, beginning of June, and then no actual postseason games. That's crazy. Bob is down in Keyport on the fan. Go for it, Bob.
Yo, what up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. Hanging out.
I just, how relieved, how happy you are. Tell me your feelings on the fact that we don't have to even talk about Cal Raleigh winning MVP ever in his lifetime.
Oh.
And then
I've washed my hands. I did my part. I did my part online, on air, during the end of the season with Judge over Cal Raleigh. I did podcasts. I did appearances on MLB Network, Foul Territory. I did my part to campaign for Judge.
Well, thank you, man, because you did it for us.
Yeah.
Now, one more thing.
I was never on that Cal Raleigh. There were some people that switched up to be like, well, he's a catcher. It is the Mariners. It is a great year. And I'm not doing an impression of anybody. I'm just doing an impression of how people started talking about, maybe Judge can win it next year. No, this year.
Yeah, man. And one more thing. You know exactly who's leading off for the Yankees on opening day. It's going to be Volpe. We all know it.
Volpe won't even be healthy, Bob. He won't even be able to play. It'll be Dominguez. Last call goes to Jimmy in Warren County. You're in there.
Hey, yo, Keith, what's good, man?
What's good?
It's a pleasure. Yo, always wanted to call you. I'm a frequent caller. Let me just tell you this right now. Disgruntled, upset Giants fan. I'm about done. What I'm going to tell you is, call Bill Belichick Tell him dump that broad. That thing don't got a face, and come save the New York Giants, man. I'd rather fail. I'd rather fail with a guy with 8 Super Bowl rings than Mike Kafka. I'm upset, bro. Let's get it.
Nah, you're
I'm
right, though.
I'm done with this.
You're right,
you know
though.
What I'm saying?
Leave that girl in Chapel Hill. She'll figure it out with some of the kids that go to UNC. And
you know
nobody,
what I'm saying, bro?
Nobody will disagree with the Giants hiring Bill Belichick. No, there's nobody that'll say bad hire.
I'd rather fail with a guy with 8 Super Bowl rings.
Good call, Jimmy. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. I do think that when the UNC season ends, they should hit up Bill like they did in the past. And like I said, nobody's going to say, oh, they hired Bill Belichick, terrible hire. And also, Bill is old. He probably is a really good hire. Because, like, you just need somebody to get this thing right for the next couple years, and then he can bow out, but set up the, like, successor plan, the heir to the, I don't know. It's just, Jordan Hudson's got to go, bro. You can't have that broad in the building. Because next thing you know, she's going to be popping up with Dart, and you know how Dart get. All right, let me get out of here. C-Max coming up next. I'm out. Peace.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.